Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Nancy Roth, Managing Director for the Kelowna Historical Society, about some of their upcoming events in May and June. First of all, Nancy, it's been a few months. Thanks for chatting with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
So the last time we spoke, I believe it was back in December, talking about the quilt show in Kelowna. So would you mind kind of taking me through some of the things that have gone on at the historical village or museum since then?
Absolutely. So lots of new exhibits that have gone up. We do have two new quilt exhibits up. We are featuring log cabin quilts that date about 1850 to 1890. We have some great display cases that entail local men, gentlemen that grew up in the Kelowna area or moved to the Kelowna area that have that went on to do great things, anywhere from a gentleman that worked as an engineer for the Apollo missions to Dan Dickel, who went on to play for Iowa and the Baltimore Colts. So we have five different display cases telling their stories, and I'm still hoping to get a few more in, and they'll be up for this season. We are also still plugging away at the new wall museum building that we are hoping to open up at the beginning of August.
All right, so still plenty of good stuff going on. And as we look ahead, there are a few upcoming events as well, one of those being a golf benefit. Can you tell me a little bit about that, when it is and where?
Yeah, we actually started the golf benefit a few years back as a fundraiser for the Wall Museum project. And we also had the Mennonite Historical Society join us for that, and that gives them some funds to help, you know, with whatever projects they have. So that one, we did have it scheduled for May 12th, but then Mid Prairie Girls Golf got the first round of regionals, and so we moved ours to May 19th. So there is still time to sign up for team. We have it out at the Kelowna Golf Course, and they play 18 holes. It starts at 1 o'clock. They play their 18 holes, and then we serve them a dinner around 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then we have different prizes that we give out for different things throughout the afternoon, so it always ends up being a fun time. And then we do, which is hard to say, we're already talking June will be here soon, but we do have a couple weeks of summer camp that we're doing. We're on our fourth year of summer camp, so those are going to be the last 2 weeks in June, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to noon, and that is for ages 6 to 12, and we just have a lot of fun activities, and they're going to be learning some history, even though they don't know they're learning history. It just ends up being a really fun time, I think, even for those of us that aren't a kid and in the camp. But we're excited to have another year of camp come around.
Circling back to that golf event, when is the registration deadline and how can people sign up for it?
Well, since we moved the date, I would say probably by the end of the first week in May, which is like, what, May 5th? We'd really like to have everybody signed up by then so we can plan, but we're also probably not going to turn people away if they approach us closer to time.
And with that summer camp, is there a registration deadline for that as well?
There is, and that, I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but I know that it's towards the end of May. Applications are on our website, which is kelownaiowa.org. And it's under summer camp, or we do have copies here on our front desk at the visitor center.
This summer camp, this is not like a sleepaway camp. This is just a day type of thing?
Yes, yes, 9 a.m. to noon. And then we do both age groups at the same time. So if families have kiddos that are in two different age groups, they can come at the same time and be done at the same time.
All right, perfect. Well, Nancy, thanks for giving us some updates on things coming up. Is there anything else that you'd like to share or anything else at the museum you think will be worth coming to go see?
Right off the top of my head, no, but there's always something churning, you know, that you could check out our website or stop in and just see what's going on.
Could you refresh our memories on the hours and availability of the museum?
Yes, we are open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That was Nancy Roth joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about some upcoming events with the Kelowna Historical Society. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.